Has anybody something? Well, yeah. Have you something you'd like to share? Something that's blessed you? Oh, Ivy's really eager. Come on, yes. That's what I like to say.
Well, on the Tuesday, we go to see Neil Blaze once a month. But, you know, Sheffield United. It's just for all those old folks. And we know all the people who sit round. We've got to know them all and that. And we picked my friend up, who I've had for 52 years. We started taking her with us because she lost her husband when he was 55. And so we started taking her with us. And I got in the car and she gave me this little bag. And in it was a friendship book. And I haven't seen them for years. And my mum used to have these friendship books. And I says, oh, it's lovely. It's all nice little readings. And thank you. And she says, there's something else in there. Because they were like, you know that bubble wrap? There was just a little piece of it. And I just thought it were in, like. So I says, oh, is there? Yeah, so I got hold of it and unwrapped it. It was that big. And there's a little cross inside.
Oh.
Little cross inside. I bet you've heard of it, haven't you? Have you heard of little verse as well? I thought, oh. It says, lovely wait while I get to church on Sunday. It's called A Cross in My Pocket. I carry a cross in my pocket, a simple reminder to me of the fact that I am a Christian, no matter where I may be. This little cross is not magic, nor is it a good luck charm. It isn't meant to protect me from every physical harm. It's not for identification, for all the world to see. It's simply an understanding between my Saviour and me. When I put my hand in my pocket to bring out a coin or a key, the cross is there to remind me of the price he paid for me. It reminds me too to be thankful for my blessings day by day and to strive to serve him better in all that I do and say. It's also a daily reminder of the peace and comfort I share with all who know my Master and give themselves to his care. So I carry a cross in my pocket, reminding no one but me that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life, if only I'll let him be. And so I thought, oh, I'll have to share that. And also, we have like a raffle, and I won £10. This is all happening on this same day. And then at the end of the, as we were all saying goodbye to each other, we do the same as we do here, have a kiss and a cuddle, bye-bye. And there's this couple who's been on our table, and they haven't been on it a long time. I think they've been coming there a long time, but they've ended up on our table, and they're a really nice couple. And at the end of, when we were saying goodbye, we said to my friend Barbara, the lady did, that husband Michael had got cancer and he'd lost some of his hair, and she said that he was going for chemotherapy, and she says the next time that you see us he won't have any hair on. She said, and I just wanted to ask you if you'd tell the others for me. So I said, you know, we said goodbye, and he says, I'm pleased she's told you. I says, well, I'll pray for you. Amen. So I'll put him on the healing list. Amen.
I'd just like to share with you all, I've been reading a book about praise, and it really did bless me so much, and I've wrote some bits down what I wanted. Well, it's a lovely book, you could write all sorts down, but I've tried to pick bits out of it that I'd like to share. Praise is the language of faith, the language of victory, the language of heaven. Amen. If you are depressed, it is evident that you are not praising the Lord. If you are praising him, you cannot remain depressed.
Amen.
Amen. It is. Begin to praise the Lord for the salvation of a loved one.
Amen.
even before seeing that one in the fold.
Yes.
And it is the attitude of faith that pleases the Lord.
Mm.
Praise is the way to victory in every circumstance.
Amen.
Amen. And I found myself in some circumstances.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord in your situation, whatever it may be. Praise brings God's presence and power into every facet of our lives.
Amen.
God inhabits the praises of his people, he tells us in Psalm 22, verse 3.
Yeah.
When you need God to inhabit your midst, your circumstances, your difficulties, you can do nothing better than to praise him. You are assured of his abiding presence, inhabiting every situation that may confront you. If you are depressed about your health, praise is the language of faith that leads to healing.
Yeah.
And I want to thank God for my healing.
Amen.
I am healed and I'm going to walk with that.
Amen.
There are two times to praise the Lord, when you feel like it and when you don't. And I've put myself a little note here to read Acts 16, verse 25. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying with and singing hymns to God.
Amen.
And the prisoners were listening to him. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were loosed. Now if you can imagine that situation, what they were in, it wouldn't have been very nice, would it, at all? And they just rose up to praise, and that tells me an awful lot, that does, because sometimes I find myself in some situations and all you do is you're wallowing in your self-pity.
Yeah, yeah.
And the last thing you feel like doing is praising, or even think about praising, you don't. But reading this book, it did tell me, and I thought I'm going to make a note of this just so I can keep reading it. And that really blessed me about Paul and Silas, because when you've got a picture of what situation they were in. William Law wrote the following formula for overcoming depression. The shortest, surest way to all happiness is this. Make it a rule to thank God and praise him for everything that happens to you. For it is certain that whatever seeming calamity comes against you, if you thank and praise God for it, you turn it into a blessing. Amen.
Amen.
You could not do more for yourself than to have this thankful spirit, for it turns all that it touches into happiness. Thank you, Jesus. Self-pity, one of the devil's favourite weapons of warfare. So we needn't get into self-pity, everybody. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Your mercy endures forever.
Amen.
The secret to victory over the tongue is to keep it busy praising the Lord.
Amen.
God. Thank you, Lord, for your healing grace and power. Lord, thank you that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever.
Yes.
Be ever thankful to him and bless his name, he tells us in Psalm 100, verse 4.
Mm.
David was attacked by a lion and a bear, later encountered the towering giant Goliath.
Yeah.
Now, we've heard this story a few times, haven't we? And the insane jealousy of King Saul towards David.
Yeah.
Saul set his strongest soldiers to hunt for him, and each time David was protected.
Yeah.
Amen.
Was.
What was David's secret? David's lifetime vow was, I will bless the Lord at
yes.
all times.
Amen.
His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
Amen.
It says in Psalm 34, verse 1. David knew that God inhabits our praises with himself, that God always manifests himself in response to our praises. Prayer and supplication are to be coupled with thanksgiving praise, which are essential for an effective prayer life. Do I fully comprehend that every time that I offer words of praise to God, I truly glorify him? Am I experiencing the truth that praise is the way to victory in spiritual warfare? You can praise your way to life of victory and power.
Mm.
Praise is the password
yeah.
to a blessing. Thank you.
Hi,
Praise God. David's always an inspiration to us, isn't he? He thanked God in everything. In everything, Paul says, give thanks. For this is the will of God concerning you. Maybe not your situation, but to praise him certainly is his will. And praise always brings victory. Thank you, Jesus. You feel better and suddenly the light starts to shine, doesn't it? And you can see through the darkness. Praise God.